what it wanted and this truth of the head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
4,000 signatures so far today. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'll be going out and getting some more signatures today.
Doug, 4,000 signatures have come in to Personhood Colorado so far today.
Yeah.
And I've heard from people who said, I'm still bringing mine in today.
Yes.
So the phone number to get a blank petition, 303-753-9394. That's Colorado Right to Life, 303-753-9394. If you have signatures, you could mail them in, or you could hand deliver them.
You can hand deliver them. There's an address right there on the front.
Colorado Right to Life, downtown, or yep. Personhood Colorado in Arvada, downtown Denver. And so we gotta get with it, folks. Down in Mississippi, they got 85,000 signatures.
And they need 90 and change, right?
Yeah. And so we have until
how many do we need today? We need a minimum of 76,400.
Valid signatures.
Okay, so let's do the math here. At 4,000 a day, there's 9 days left.
Well, we need a lot of signatures. So
that's not enough. We need more to come in.
We need more so people could send in your signatures immediately. And at the same time, call or email Personhood Colorado or Colorado Right to Life. I'll give the phone number and ask for a blank petition to get more. They've got 85,000 down in Mississippi, Doug.
We can't let Mississippi beat us.
And they're copycats. They're copying us here in Colorado.
Well, here's the thing, is that we are still working on a number of small churches and large churches to try to get in this Sunday. So if you attend services regularly and the petition has not yet circulated in your church, the future is now. This is it. This is the final Sunday.
This is the great opportunity that we have.
You need to get in touch with your pastor.
And one day when our kids are celebrating, just like slavery was ended and the Germans were defeated in World War II, our kids will celebrate that the abortionists were defeated, Planned Parenthood, and that child killing ended, and the question is, did you have a role or did you do nothing?
Yeah. And then our kids' grandchildren will look back amazed at that there was a time when the murder of unborn children was ever permitted by law.
Doug, one of our church members, Denver Bible Church, was applying to an honors program with a Christian college out there. Very excellent Christian school.
Okay.
And he was doing an interview for the honors program.
Right.
And by the way, he got accepted. I'm not going to give his name or the school because, you know, I don't know that he wants it to be public. Maybe he will. But
If he gets accepted, he will.
Well, he did get accepted.
Oh, he did get accepted.
Yeah. But all right, I'll give his name. Josh Craddock.
Okay.
All right.
Not to embarrass anyone or to put too fine a point on it, but way to go, Josh.
So he's being interviewed by the guy who runs this honors program of this major Christian university.
Awesome.
And the guy finds out that Josh is hardcore pro-life.
Okay.
And so is the guy.
All right.
So the interviewer says to Josh Craddock, what do you see yourself doing in 30 years? And Josh says, not pro-life work. And the guy said, what do you mean? He said, by then we'll have beat this thing and abortion will be against the law because of the personhood movement. And I'd like to move on to other things.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
This hair on the back of my neck just stood up when you said that.
Isn't that great? Josh Craddock, he's one of my heroes.
It's awesome.
He's extraordinary.
The younger generation, they don't have the baggage. They haven't been beaten down. They haven't been brainwashed in the public school system.
You can't do it.
Right, that it can't be done,
kids.
That you have to compromise.
So the Mississippi copycats got 85,000, and we had Les Riley, the sponsor of the Mississippi Personhood Amendment,
and we love Mississippi.
We love Mississippi. Especially Jackson.
Yeah.
We've been down there. I've been down there protesting abortion.
You were there in August when it was 118 degrees in the shade.
Yeah, because Flip Benham never heard of anything north of like the 39th parallel.
He only goes
in the summer to the south. So at any rate, and that's Operation Rescue National, OSA.
Yeah.
And so, Doug, they're copying us. Praise the Lord. Les Riley is suing the state of Mississippi because their Secretary of State is blowing this law. They have to get their signatures in by Wednesday like we do.
Yeah.
And the Secretary of State said, well, they have to be certified by Wednesday.
Certified? Where does it say certified in the law, sir?
It doesn't. It says they have to have their signatures in by the deadline.
So
it's a typical pro-abort end run, Hail Mary in reverse.
Yes.
It's going to fail there. It's going to fail here because the truth is powerful.
The truth will overcome, no matter, despite the political shenanigans put on by the pro-aborts out there.
Speaking of political shenanigans.
Well, wait, before we get to that, the telethon. Now, the Bob Enyart Live telethon's been going on for 3 days, and frankly, I've got to say it's been getting short shrift.
Well, that's right, because we keep doing news and personhood work and explaining to people that God made us male and female, which you shouldn't have to explain these days.
No, that should be something that's pretty much taken for granted.
But these days, it's controversial.
It is. It is.
Right.
But we did get a boost in the Bob Enyart telethon effort today from the Department of Transportation.
Oh.
Seems odd, right? Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood.
He made a donation?
No, but he was quoted in an interview as saying, if you are currently driving one of the recalled Toyotas, pull over immediately to the side of the road and write a check to Bob Enyart Live.
He said that.
I've got it right here from the CBS.
That? It's the bright side.
That's right. The Transportation
Look on the bright
Secretary.
Side.
Is trying to help with the Bob Enyart telephone.
So if you're driving a Toyota right now,
if you're driving
pull over,
right now,
look in your rear view mirror.
Don't cause an accident.
Don't cause an accident. Don't slam on your brakes.
Don't panic.
It might not work anyway. Just pull over safely and write a check to the Bob Enyart Live. Or you could call. We got to give out a different phone number.
We do.
Yeah, because in Mississippi, the pro-aborts are trying to sabotage the petition drive.
They are.
Here in Colorado, the liberals are trying to sabotage the BEL telethon by taking over our phone lines.
I know. There's a demon in the phone.
There's a demon.
Yeah.
Come out! Come out!
Lay hands on it, Bob.
We're trying to cast the demon out of the phone system.
Demon out! Evil spirit!
So, Doug, it's true. The phone is not working.
Right. We have a problem with the phone, but...
So here's what we have to do. We have to forward the 1-800 number to a working number. We'll do that still later today.
See, if we weren't working so hard on personhood, we could have forwarded the phones before we went on the air. But there's a lot to do with the personhood. We're gathering signatures. We're sending out petitions. Our secretary, people working in our office are in negotiations with churches and petitioners.
So, Doug, I'm going to give the number that people can use to call in.
Yes.
To get around this subterfuge, this...
Shenanigans.
Conspiracy. 303-463-1707.
That's 303-463-1707 if you want to call into the show, if you want to give a donation. Help us with our $40,000 goal. Now, speaking of shenanigans, I can't help but just take note of the appearance of a conflict of interest when the United States federal government, who owns General Motors...
Yeah. They own the banks.
Yeah.
They own the automobile industry.
Yeah.
They own the insurance companies. Okay, so now they own the auto industry.
They own GM. The American auto industry.
They own General Motors.
And a good chunk of Chrysler, right?
Okay, so they own Detroit.
And the Secretary of Transportation comes out today, and he's bad-mouthing GM's biggest competitor.
The Japanese.
It's just an appearance of conflict.
In fact, he didn't just badmouth Toyota. He strong-armed him. went over there.
Well, you know, it was the United States government that initiated the talks that led to the recall.
Initiated.
And you know how
that's a nice way of saying, hey, we really care about your health. You know, we wouldn't want to see anything bad happen to you.
Yeah, they sent a couple guys from Chicago over there.
That's where they're all from.
That's right, the whole administration. So I'm not a conspiratorial kind of guy, but I thought that the Democrats prided themselves.
It looks fishy.
On avoiding even the appearance of impropriety.
Yeah, so the conflict of interest.
It just appears
when the
fishy.
U.S. government says now to a foreign manufacturer, we insist on a recall of 600,000 vehicles, and get out of your vehicle if you're on the highway, if you're in the left lane, just jump out now. Get out of your vehicle, it's going to explode.
But if you do stop and you do have your checkbook on you or you have a credit card, call us at 303-463-1707. The Department of Transportation wants you to do your part to help Bob Enyart Live meet our $40,000 goal for February.
Wow, we actually got that endorsement, huh? That is
so
neat.
It's amazing.
And you could go online to KGOV. GiveToTheHead.com, and you could give to the telethon there. And if you give $100 or more, not everybody could do that, but if you give $100 or more, you could pick two BEL resources, DVDs, yeah. Bible study albums, CDs, whatever you'd like.
Any two products.
Yeah.
Any two
that
resources.
We produce, that yeah. Bob in Your Life produces, and we'll send those to you as a thank you. Speaking of political shenanigans.
Shenanigans and things, yes.
The global warming experts at the UN, they've got more egg on their face.
No, that's impossible.
They have fertilized egg on their face. Doug, this is hysterical. I mean, how many scandals could hit them?
How many scandals before this gets reported on MSNBC?
Yeah, right. All right. So what's the latest? You got it, right?
The IPCC. Which I forget what that stands for.
That's just the
International Protocol on
Panel on Climate Change,
Stealing and Theft, or I forget what it stands for.
Yeah,
the folks over there in East Anglia, who've been promulgating all the global warming data for the last 30 years.
Yeah,
well, they had a report on the glaciers
in the Himalayas. They're all melting. They're going to all be melted. They're embarrassed to admit that they based their claims on a student paper.
A geography student's paper.
Yeah, you know, the story, they based their claim on one account in a newspaper that was made up. That's the way it goes, Doug. They talk about fish. They're getting caught up in plastic bags, grocery bags.
Right.
And they make it up.
Things
up.
Well, wait a second, Bob. This geography student's paper, there were two sources. There was an article published in a popular magazine published for mountain climbers.
Magazine. Right.
Now, I don't think that meets the IPCC's own very strict standards.
No, it's supposed to be peer-reviewed.
Right.
Peer-reviewed.
In fact, weren't the
not
skeptics...
Not student papers.
Didn't the IPCC say that we couldn't honor so many of the skeptics' submissions because
they
simply
were not peer-reviewed.
In the right, by the right peers.
Yeah.
In the right publication.
This student paper apparently was pew-reviewed. peer-reviewed.
Yeah, it was reviewed by...
Pew-renewed.
It was reviewed...
It was bogus.
It was reviewed by the teacher, though. Well, yeah. I wonder if he got an A or a B.
I don't know. Maybe. But, Doug, there's a website called fizorg.com.
Okay, wait a second. P-H-Y-S?
Yeah, fiz.
O-R-G?
Yeah.
.com.
And they have an article about carbon dioxide levels since 1850.
Carbon dioxide since 1850, which was the end of the first industrial revolution, the dawning of the second industrial revolution.
Yeah, that's right.
That's when we started to really burn those carbon-based
Yeah, we started
fuels.
Making steel and, you know, the chemical industry was growing and
right,
the auto industry was about to take
off. Yeah, all the landowners who were annoyed with that black gooey stuff that was coming out of the ground, suddenly they were not so annoyed
the
anymore.
The whole petroleum industry, right.
That all started around 1850.
Yeah.
That's going back a ways.
Well, according to fizorg.com, carbon dioxide levels have remained constant since 1850. Constant.
Now, do they have sources other than a student at a geography class to base this on? Where do they come up with
they
this?
They do. So let's just suggest that people in the audience, if they're interested, go to fizorg.com. And check out carbon dioxide levels since 1850.
And you can decide for yourself if they've done an adequate amount of research, especially in comparison with our friends over at the IPCC in East Anglia.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. And by the way, the Himalayas...
And they give the reason for that. They say apparently the Earth's oceans are way better at absorbing carbon dioxide than we had guessed.
Well, I'm glad for that.
Yeah.
That's good news.
God made the earth and he made it so that it would tend to, when it gets too hot, then there's evaporation, which causes clouds. Mm-hmm. Clouds reflect sunlight back into space and they drop water on the ground, which causes more evaporation. God gave us like our human body. When you get hot, your pores open up, you sweat. And you get cool.
Amazing
And
system.
Then you get cold and your pores close up and your body generates heat to warm you up.
Praise God.
Yeah, he's a great
phenomenal.
Creator. So he did that for us. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Okay, so the global warming scam is unraveling.
It's just, I mean, it's beyond...
It's funny.
It's beyond a dispute anymore.
Yeah.
All right, a little bit more political shenanigans before we move on. This is right here in the state of Colorado.
Yeah.
The state of Colorado has settled a lawsuit Let's see. It was Bill Ritter's staff was accused of violating the constitutional rights of one John Wycheck on October 7, 2008.
John Wycheck.
Yeah.
John Wycheck.
Yeah, the infamous. No, not infamous.
Oh.
The famous John Wycheck.
John who goes to the Sunday night Bible studies at Denver Bible Church? That John?
Yeah, John who wears the T-shirt that has a picture of an unborn baby on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that John Wycheck.
And we're currently studying 1 Thessalonians, Doug. What a study we had Sunday night. Really fun.
Awesome.
But anyway, so John's in the news?
Well, John, apparently Mr. Ritter was at an anti-Amendment 48 rally. Imagine Bill Ritter showing up.
The governor.
The governor of Colorado is against the obvious scientific truth that an unborn child is a person. And he was at a rally where he was speaking through an amplified device.
Mm.
The governor was. Now, John Wycheck shows up with no amplification and starts to make his feelings known.
Other than his hearty lungs.
He's got some pipes on him, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Anyway, the governor's staff arrested Mr. Wycheck, and Mr. Wycheck sued them.
Sued them?
Yes. And Mr.
Pro-lifers in Colorado are not timid.
No, not timid, but also nor are they regularly victorious in court.
Well, right, maybe not regularly.
We hold our own.
But, Doug, we've won over 100 cases in Denver County alone.
Oh, wow.
When we have been arrested for disturbing the peace at the abortion clinic and so on. Over 100 we've won since 1989.
Wow.
So that,
well,
so we do win.
Better than I thought. I won. You and I won when we were.
We won. We were charged. We were at the Capitol saying, no, your pro-choice rights.
We embarrassed the prosecutor. That prosecutor, the judge, he was embarrassed. But anyway.
You mean that lesbian alcoholic judge?
Oh, man.
Denver County?
You could smell the vodka coming out of that woman's pores. I mean, from the back of the courtroom.
I tell you, they make those courtrooms so that the judge can hear everything.
Yeah.
They design them acoustically. And the criminal, the actual criminal sitting next to us in the back row of the courtroom, he said, she's just an alky. And she says, she's talking to a prosecutor. She says, I heard that. Whoa, Doug, you and I better whisper.
Yeah. Anyway.
So anyway. Yeah, we won our case, see? That's another case.
And John Wycheck, now the governor has settled an undisclosed amount of money has been distributed from the treasury of the great state of Colorado into Mr. Wycheck's bank account.
Oh, wow.
And Mr. Wycheck's fine lawyer who helped him win the case.
All right.
Congratulations, John and Bill Ritter. You should be embarrassed.
Yeah.
He should. In fact, he should just resign. Or he shouldn't run again, at least.
How many affairs do you have to have as governor before you resign? The governor of New Jersey had an affair with a guy.
With a boy, yeah.
And Bill O'Reilly says, well, I don't see that as a reason to have to resign. What does it matter if you cheat on your wife? What does it matter if you're a homosexual? What does it matter if your word means nothing? What does it matter if you're the president of the United States and you're cheating on your wife with interns? What does it matter?
Bill O'Reilly said that.
Well, the first part.
He's the most watched conservative news person, whatever, on cable TV.
Oh, really, O'Reilly?
He's the number one guy.
Oh, really, O'Reilly?
Yeah, and now he's seducing Glenn Beck. It's just sad to see. Poor young Glenn Beck, you know? Poor, you know, chubby-cheeked, fresh, young, conservative voice, and now he's going over the dark side. He's on tour with Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
It's just sad to watch.
Yeah, you know, it's so easy to get confused about who's conservative.
Yeah.
If your standards are off.
Yeah, and
if your standards are that you hate the Democrats.
That's young Mr. Beck's, one of his standards.
Yeah, if that's your standard, then if somebody hates Bill Clinton, then you think they're a conservative.
Oh, yeah.
And so, Bill O'Reilly hated Bill Clinton.
He did. One of the principles he would not compromise on.
No, so people thought he was a conservative, and we point out that Hillary hates Bill Clinton. I mean, Hillary hates Bill Clinton.
She threw things at him, right? There's documented evidence.
Yeah, she should have been arrested.
Yeah.
So Bill O'Reilly, by the way, O'Reilly, he's pro-choice.
He is?
He will talk against certain child killers like George Tiller.
Okay, so he's against late-term infanticide, basically. He draws the line at...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's pro-choice.
Pro-choice with exceptions,
Christians think he's pro-life. It's just insane.
Of course they do, because he hates Democrats. He must be pro-life.
He's a pro-abort. He's against the death penalty. So that's exactly opposite conservative.
That's yeah. Conservatives diametrically opposed.
Say kill the murderer and protect the baby.
Preach it, brother. That's what it's
Bill
about.
O'Reilly says protect the murderer and kill the baby. Just kill him early enough so it doesn't bother my sensibilities.
Right, so it doesn't look so gross and there's not so much blood involved.
Bill. Well, he's pro-evolution as far as I can tell. He's against spanking. He thinks the Old Testament is allegorical.
If he even knows the Old Testament. He's been told the Old Testament is allegorical. Come on, Bob. He never read the Old Testament. Bill O'Reilly, what did he read it during commercial breaks when he was on Entertainment Tonight? Isn't that where he come from?
No, he came from Denver. Like he did the weather in Denver.
But didn't
you
he
remember
come
that
from
Channel 7 or something? Do you remember?
I don't.
That was before you were here.
I don't think I lived
Bill
here.
Bill O'Reilly came from Denver. He was a news guy in Denver.
I seem to remember him on some sort of cheap, tawdry entertainment show. Am I wrong on that?
Nothing good can come from Denver.
Well,
hey, if they could say it about Nazareth, we could say it about Denver.
Nothing good could come. Well,
so Bill O'Reilly, he came. Yeah, then he was on Entertainment Tonight, right?
Was it?
Some filthy, tawdry show.
It was the National Enquirer on television.
And Fox was really a network about filth.
Yeah.
Until 9/11.
Yeah, they seemed to.
Because they were just.
They're kind of like Dennis Miller. He was all about filth until 9/11. Hmm. Suddenly he found out he was a conservative.
Yeah, right. So Bill O'Reilly is pro-homosexual, supports homosexuals adopting kids, supports homosexual civil unions. It's just, generally, he's pro.
So he's the number one neoconservative.
Well.
I don't think he calls himself a neoconservative, but I have my own definition for neoconservative. Maybe you haven't heard it.
Well, the official definition, there are only four people who are neoconservatives.
Really?
But what's yours?
I think it's conservatives who aren't actually conservative. It's the new conservative, and it's liberal.
Sure. That's a perfect, that's a perfect working definition. He's pro public schools.
He's pro public
government schools.
Yeah.
He's the author of tawdry sex scenes in his B-rated novels. True or false?
I haven't bought any of his novels, but I'll take your word that it's true. Just like he took someone's word on the Old Testament, I'll take your word.
He supports the gag rule against churches where pastors are not allowed to speak on political issues.
Yeah.
He supports that. He's supposed to be a conservative, would support that. I mean, it's even against free speech.
Wow.
Let alone everything else.
And so millions of Americans are tuning him in nightly and relying on him as a font of conservative wisdom and thought.
Bill O'Reilly, if a woman becomes pregnant by a rapist, terrible crime of rape, Bill O'Reilly would support killing the baby, but he'd protect the rapist.
Wow. That's
a conservative would kill the rapist and love the baby.
Yeah. Maybe Bill's not as conservative as
A true conservative would kill the rapist, have the government do it.
Sure.
Not vigilante.
Due process of law and all that.
He never refers to God as God.
He doesn't.
No.
I honestly.
He just refers to God as the deity.
The deity.
He says the deity.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's sure he's not referring to himself when he says that.
He makes stuff up as he goes along.
Anyway, I can honestly tell you, Bob, I have only watched Bill O'Reilly's show in fleeting moments as surfing around because I can't stand the guy. He gives
me
the creeps. It's as if at any moment his upper torso is going to crack open and one of those aliens is going to come out spitting that gooey Cairo syrup all over. It's just scary to watch.
Yeah. So anyway,
how did we get off on that?
Because of Glenn Beck.
Oh, the seduction of poor young Mr. Beck.
Yeah, Glenn Beck.
The scrub-faced young lad.
I'm afraid that Glenn Beck does not have the foundation.
Yeah.
To protect himself, and Glenn Beck is Mormon, of course.
He's a Mormon, so he's already fallen for a false religion.
And the Mormon church has enough exceptions for abortion that you could fill a school bus full every day and kill those kids.
Wow.
So, yeah.
It's sad.
So it is sad.
So conservatism just ain't what it used to be.
No.
But slowly but surely, this program, Bob, our goal here, and I know you believe this, is to pull the world so far to the right that this broadcast is considered mainstream. That's the goal here.
Now, that'd be a trip.
We're never going to
give
up.
In the meantime, I'd settle for personhood.
There you go.
Becoming the law of the land. And that, Doug, it's looking like that could be a reality. Because what's been holding personhood back for 30 years is the pro-life movement.
Yeah.
The pro-life industry has compromised and lied in order to support pro-choice Republicans.
Let me give you an example.
For 30 years.
Let me give you an example. Speaking of 30 years, let's talk about 60 years over in China.
Yeah.
China's economy was hamstrung by 60 years of communism.
Yeah.
And only in the past decade or so have the communists begin to allow some freedom.
Yeah.
Well, in the fourth quarter, China's GDP grew over 10%.
10%, their economy.
They're just barely
roaring ahead. And that's, you know, that's understandable because it's like when you're holding back a team of horses.
Yeah.
And then your grip on the reins, it loosens for a moment, they lunge ahead.
Yeah.
So that's what happens to communist countries when their grip loosens.
Yeah.
Because they can't hold it because it's fallen apart.
Yeah.
And so they've surged ahead, and that's what is happening in the pro-life movement.
Yeah, this is just a little bit of economic freedom. We're talking about fundamental moral truth being unleashed by a generation.
Right.
With personhood.
Right.
I mean, leaps ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, it's exciting to think about. But there's no guarantee we can get on the ballot. So if you haven't gathered signatures today, go out this evening. Gather signatures anywhere, everywhere. Hey, the 16th Street Mall is always, there's a constant crowd of traffic.
Yeah,
you can always
get some signatures
at the 16th Street Mall.
And get them in by Wednesday, a week from today, to Personhood, Colorado.
It's the final week. Wow.
Final week. So we need your help. We'll give you the phone number to get a petition. It's not too late.
303-753-9394. Call and get a petition.
303-753-9394. Now our telethon.
That has been receiving short shrift, I must say.
Yeah, we do the whole show on other issues because we're crazy, Doug.
That's because we've got the true believers out there who are going to get us over the top and help us meet this $40,000 goal to make sure you stay on the radio.
Our phone number, 303-463-1707. Now, we're going to forward the 800 number.
Yeah.
So, because there are people working to sabotage our phones.
Obviously.
But we'll forward that number, 800-8-NYARD, to a working phone today.
That'd be a great idea.
But people could go online at KGOV, KGOV.com, go to our store, make a purchase, make a donation one time or monthly.
Sign up for a monthly subscription.
On Long Island, they only have 35 people subscribing to Newsday.
Those poor guys.
35.
We got to try to get 35 new subscribers this month so we can laugh at Newsday. We want to be able to continue to laugh at Newsday.
Newsday, the Long Island Daily Paper, they spent $4 million to modify their webpage to take subscriptions. $4 million.
Yeah.
Our webpage at KGov.com, we already take subscriptions.
Yeah.
So we got to beat 35 that Newsday got.
This month.
Thank you, Doug McBurney. Maranatha, what a great school. May God bless you all.